The city of Miami is going broke. The city has officially notified the governor that it's in a state of financial crisis. Late this afternoon, Florida's Governor Lawton Chiles announced that the state will appoint a board to help Miami cope with a $68 million deficit. The debt came to light in September and is the result of fiscal mismanagement and alleged corruption. NPR's Debbie Elliott joins us now from Tallahassee, where the governor made the announcement. And Debbie, the governor said today that the state will be advising the city of Miami. What does advising mean? Does that mean the state could end up paying Miami's debts?
Not right now, according to the governor. He simply wants to establish a financial emergency oversight board with some advisors to help the city come out of their mess. He says if the state were in a position to provide cash to the city, it really wouldn't help because the city really has a structural budget deficit.
Now, explain a connection for us here. News of financial mismanagement surfaced in Miami when the city manager and other top officials were indicted for bribery and embezzlement. What is the link between that story and the city's deficit?
Well, it was during the investigation into the alleged corruption that the city manager resigned. So the city had to appoint an interim manager. And when he got on board and started looking through the books, he realized that there was a real problem here, that for years, city officials had been basically playing a shell game and using money that they shouldn't have to keep operating, dipping into reserves, floating money around that were supposed to be for something like long-term projects and using it for day-to-day expenses.
Now, that $68 million deficit is out of a budget that's only about $275 million. Is there any way the city could make up that deficit in a year?
Well, the city doesn't have much of a choice. According to state law, cities have to balance their budgets. And when they don't do so for 2 years, they become in this emergency situation where the state has to come in and help. So I don't think it'll happen overnight. And Governor Lawton Chiles today said we don't expect a solution immediately. But city leaders are going to have to face the reality that they're going to have to raise revenues, possibly sell some land, raise some fees. For example, the city commission has been reluctant in the past to raise the city's garbage fees. And it's been recommended that they double it because right now only 50% of the expense is covered by the city budget.
I should clarify here, the city of Miami is a lot smaller place than many of us non-Floridians think of as Miami. It's because it's
right
in the middle of Dade County, which is a lot bigger and, I gather, a lot more prosperous.
There's about 2 million people in the metro area. 350,000 people actually live in the city of Miami. And there's a move right now to actually get rid of the city. Some folks think that the city should disband and become part of Dade County, the metropolitan government, which is much more wealthy than the city of Miami. Miami itself has quite poor citizens, many of them minorities, and doesn't have a very healthy tax base.
Any momentum behind that proposal?
Well, they say this is just further evidence that it's time that the city should disband. They say they have enough signatures on a petition to actually have a referendum sometime next year to disband the city of Miami.
Well, Debbie, thank you very much.
Thank
NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting from Tallahassee, Florida.